Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
More B-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So,
should we talk about that?
Yeah, it's newsworthy. I mean, listen.
So you're trapped on a desert island.
No.
And you only have 10 foods that you can have to eat. And I don't know how long you want to be on this desert island. It could be forever. It could be for a year. But regardless, you only get 10 foods and drinks. What are you taking? I would take water, obviously.
Yes.
And I think pretzels might be my number one. I love pretzels.
Then you would just need more water, though.
But I have water.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
I love, like, Wing Zone.
You do know that line, right?
Yeah, from Seinfeld.
Right.
No, I want to give a shout out before we get started to our friends at Wing Zone because they dropped off lunch. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Perfect for your next tailgate. Try the new chicken sandwich. Order online, wingzone.com. 3 area locations in Metro Louisville. But they brought by my favorite. It was a great drop. Brought by chicken tenders, one of my favorite things. But they brought by garlic parm wings, which is one of my top 3 favorite flavors they have over there.
They are good.
But they also brought by pretzels. They have these Bavarian pretzel sticks.
I saw them. I didn't try them.
That are fantastic. And that's where it got me. I ate the last one. There was only one left.
Right here, this is, we're going to get back to the basketball news, but I like things like this that make you think. Here's what I would say. I know you want me to say Margot Robbie because that was my sarcastic.
That's what you said in the commercial break.
But
no one would blame you.
But can we leave water off just because let's assume everybody gets water, okay?
Like you automatically get water.
You automatically get water. It's like a free space on the bingo board. So here's how I would put the diet together.
Okay.
I would mix 3 proteins so that I wouldn't have the same protein every day.
That's
so
healthy.
Get monotonous. And I'd mix 3 vegetables.
Okay.
And then I'd have 2 snacks and 2 desserts.
What about fruit? You don't have any fruit on there.
Well,
you're
going to
get scurvy. You're going to get scurvy. Are you crazy?
Dang it. Fruit could be considered like one of the desserts. You could have, baked apples.
Okay.
They're delicious. I love baked apples.
So, okay.
Yeah. And I think that's a very viable thing. Now you got to narrow it down. What would the proteins be, and what would the I would kill myself if I didn't have bread. So now I got a problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's tougher than you
think. Italian man.
Guy backs a truck up. Says, "Sir, you got enough food here for a year? Where's the bread? Didn't bring it. See you later." Just throws himself off a cliff.
Well, what about? That was very Italian of you.
God, love bread.
There's a thing that Louis sent it to me because he thought I'd get a kick out of it, and I did. And we had a good discussion, Louis and I did. It's from the channel that we both follow on YouTube, Growing Up Italian.
Yeah. I don't follow it. Okay.
No. It's on Twitter. You and I both do.
Like, I do.
I
think I do.
But it said, "Are Italians the only group of people that think about what they're going to have for dinner while they're eating lunch?"
That's true.
And,
sadly.
I mean, that's a thing that
Would
Italians
you stop with
do.
That thing, please?
Sorry, I'm very fidgety today.
Really? Oh, you need one of those little fidget toys.
Fidget spinner?
I was going to say Margot Robbie. No, I'm kidding. Kidding. Sorry. Is that just a solely Italian thing, though?
I don't think so.
I feel like a lot of people like think about what they're going to have for dinner when they're
Italians
eating
Italians aren't just the only fat people.
Hey,
What? I'm not saying
that. Or fat, beautiful people.
Yeah.
By the way, while you're looking up whatever you're looking up, Focus. Shout out Vinny Good Times for dropping off the Focus. It's been a second since I've had a Focus. I'm enjoying a lemon lime one right now.
Oh my Lord! God.
What is this guy?
What has gotten into you?
It's very. It's got.
Are you
it's
deliberately
even,
trying to? You are trying to piss me off, aren't you?
Very lemon limey.
What did I ever do to you?
It's like I think they got. They've improved on an already fantastic product.
Don't do that again.
This is why we need video. You ran and put your hand over the dump button.
If you did it, I was going to dump it.
I turned down his mic. Don't worry.
Thank you.
It was not that power. Obnoxious.
No, it was
awful.
It's three exits past obnoxious.
This was something that we were talking about on Middays with Marcus Maben today. What are the sounds that just drive you crazy? And one of my,
what is with you today? Are you just a rabid? You're like an iron. You're like going to the batting cage, list after list. 10 favorite foods, 10 favorite beers, best looking women. Just it's like, my God. Meanwhile, you started with actually noteworthy news. There's a kid that's a hell of a player, evidently.
Jaden Quaintance, former Kentucky commit. He's, seventh Tanner in the ESPN?
I think it's seventh ranked.
Seventh ranked recruit.
16 years old, so it's not like a one and done. It's like you're at least getting 2 years. Until he enters the transfer portal.
And he visited Louisville.
Visited Louisville this past weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
Is set to visit Memphis and has postponed his visit to Memphis that was going to take place tomorrow.
Postponed, though. Didn't cancel.
Postponed it. And Trilly Donovan, that mysterious college basketball insider.
I know who he is, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, definitely.
You know who Trilly Donovan is.
Yeah.
Who is he?
I can't tell you. If I do, then bad things. I'll have 7 years of bad luck.
You don't know Trilly Donovan.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, Trilly Donovan says that he's coming to Louisville. That
Trilly Donovan's coming to Louisville?
Or no, that Jaden Quaintance. He's doing a crystal ball prediction or whatever he does. Saying that Louisville is definitely the clubhouse leader for one JQ, as everyone's calling him. Now, here's the thing. I meant to ask you this yesterday.
Wow, he's canceling other crap, too, evidently.
Yeah, he canceled a visit with UK.
Yeah.
Who he was?
He just cut out Arkansas and Calipari, which everyone was expecting him to get.
Yeah, to follow
some Jerry Jones and Walmart and Tyson Chicken Nugget money. And he was like, no, I don't want to play for him. So then it came down to UK, us, or U of L, and Memphis. And then he just didn't even take a visit from Mark Pope. And I think it was like Mark Pope was going to like go to his house. And they were like,
He wanted to meet him at the airport.
Yeah.
Or at the bus station.
That's unheard of.
Hey, Jaden, I got a crazy idea. You're going to fly in. I'm going to pick you up. It's going to go nuts.
Motor Words
I got Matt
Hamilton.
Jones what? Ready to take a photo. Oh, my God. It's going to go crazy. Wait, other guys are doing this? They took my idea.
Dang it. No, so the question, or not the question, but it's no secret that they're making a huge play for Jaden Quaintance, for JQ. Who knows? Because any time that there's a number involved with NIL, you don't know. There was talk that DJ Wagner was making, over $1 million? And then that was refuted and everything like that. But a number was thrown out that Jaden Quaintance's camp was asking for $1.5 to $2 million in NIL. He is a top 10 recruit in the class. So he is an elite prospect. From all accounts, a game changer if you're able to land him. That said, 1.5 to 2 million? Too much?
You know what? I'm not being a snark ass when I say this. I have no way to qualify my answer. Because, you know, if you want to do that, pick a player. Is Shohei Ohtani worth $600,000 in at bat, but more than a firefighter or a first responder or who?
I'm not doing that argument.
So I don't know. I don't know how much money they have in their till. I don't know how much
well,
it is.
Well, they just did the $1 million match, okay, so they have at least $2 million. All so right. Essentially, everybody, we could all say that that entire match paid for Jaden Quaintance.
I don't know, but I mean, it depends how much was in. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. If they can afford it, good. Good for them. Get him. I think he's a significant get if they get him, only because he now becomes a guy who's not out of the transfer portal. Not so much just because...
That was just joking, though, because like, the transfer portal has been nuts the past.
No, no, it wasn't joking. It's true. I mean, in the sense that you'd have him for, you're right, you would have him probably for, well, you can't guarantee you'd have him for a couple of years. He could transfer,
yeah,
but you wouldn't go to the NBA. But my point is, you would have a high-profile recruit. This is the kind of impactful recruit that people were hoping that when Kenny Payne got here, you know, because that's who Kentucky's been getting for years and years.
Those
and years.
Visits were cool, though.
this would be that kind of guy. And so now you've got the portal that is, I think, you know, is he getting, you know, I keep bringing up Ballo, but I mean, you know, a guy at that caliber in the portal? No, he doesn't have those kinds of guys. What's the highest ranked portal guy he's got? I don't remember from that 24/7 site. I don't. He's got one guy in the top 100, I guess.
Well, Terrence Edwards.
Edwards is like 15th, yeah, and then on another one he's like 40th, and I'm like, all right, I don't know how these work.
Yeah. Yeah. But my point, well, that's why I say so. He's got one or two, but he's got the right kinds of players, and now he would have a really high. I mean, I know locally they would get a charge out of it because he was a Kentucky recruit, but that's again that to me. Aside from the water cooler view, being able to tell Tommy off at the water cooler, that's not the important thing. The important thing is to get that caliber of a recruit to go along with the right types of portal players that you're adding. Yikes. That would be big. So, that's a good – I hope – I mean, obviously I want them to get the best players, but that would not be – insignificant. He was the top-ranked member of Kentucky's recruiting class, which was, you know, among the top in the country before everything obviously fell apart.
Uh-oh. That's why he told you to put down the phone. Now you're mad.
Mad.
Well, you got taken, didn't you? This is not
No, true. I didn't get taken.
What happened?
You're dead to me. I don't care about it anymore. Don't care.
Who's don't dead care. To me? Me?
PGA.
Oh, you got denied, right?
I got denied.
Yeah, oh, I knew that because Jamie already texted me and said he got denied.
Oh, what? But Jamie was like applying like from the KFOV account. How did I get denied? I'm the executive truck and producer here. Does that not stand for anything? If you got one, I'm gonna be so pissed off.
I have the course record, Val. Go look at my office.
How the hell did I get turned down for a PGA credential?
Go buy a Tim ticket.
I'm not buying a ticket. I'm in the media.
I want to try it now, and then I want to see if
Tanner, you should. Just because if you do it, then I'll know that I did something wrong, and maybe I can learn from
it. I didn't
get
approved either.
How did we not get approved? Right,
I have no shot.
Who do they think they are?
The PGA.
Well, that's really disappointing, because we gave them great coverage last time. Now we just ripped the crap out of them. That's how we roll.
Here we
Seriously, don't
cross Italians, man.
I mean, what
you're
the
just going to be promoting Liv.
They're not
the going
to let
time.
Us there to do shows from there or even on the ground.
Are they out of their damn mind?
Yeah. On behalf of the PGA of America and our public relations team, I probably didn't get mine because you two idiots applied. That's probably, they were probably like.
No, I'm serious. I'm worried about that. I'm worried that we did something wrong.
Yeah, we sent the, Cyclone the dog sent an application in, and Gigi actually got one. They're allowing her on.
No, we weren't ridiculous with it.
Me, you, and Jamie all applied. And we're telling the whole city that we all applied.
Yeah, but
I mean, I did my shows from there. I assumed we were going to be able to do that again. On behalf of the, let me read the note to you. On behalf of the PGA of America and our public relations team, thank you for your interest in covering the PGA Championship. You are not approved for on-site coverage.
Okay, please
register for the Championship Media Hub at this link to facilitate remote coverage pending PGA of America approval. I have to have approval to have remote coverage.
Wait.
Details will be shared in the near future on how to access the PGA Championship Media Hub when it goes live.
Okay, wait. Maybe
we're not allowed on the grounds. Well, we're going to have access to Zoom video conferencing and interviews. They're going to allow select competition photos, round by round stat packs. Ooh, I'm getting a little chubby. if you have any questions,
well, I'm saying, like, are we allowed?
I'm very disappointed.
At a media booth?
I don't know, but you just meant that you can't go. But I mean, I just
Well, of course, I'm curious.
I asked Rory some. Yeah, he said I asked a good question. I was proud of myself.
Yeah,
and he was.
You
very
asked
nice
him.
To
I
me.
Remember. Yeah. Did you go into the final round with a number in mind? I remember that.
And he thought that was a great question.
Yes,
I appreciate it. So I don't know. I don't know why they're doing that. I don't know.
No, screw this. I'm finding something out. Where's Phil? Where's Phil?
Phil.
Phil.
And he's gone.
Wow. I mean,
that really struck
really
a chord with
him.
You're like, whatever. Like,
he had a, you know,
he's mad.
I do wonder if, because there was one from me and him and Jamie, they were like, well, these knuckleheads just want free tickets to the event. That might have been the reason.
You are so mad.
Dude, I'm not just like
you're
a little annoyed. I am furious.
Why?
In the past, we did live hits walking hole to hole. I think that just means broadcasting space from the mic tent like we would have at Churchill Downs. Okay.
No, I don't think that.
Maybe. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe they're saying that we're not allowed to do coverage on the course. Maybe we're allowed.
That's always been the case. We were never allowed to do that.
Okay, so then maybe we're allowed to do it from the meet. We're still going to maybe get passes to go. We just can't broadcast on the course. We have to do it from a media hub.
Well, then we got to hesitate. So, I'm going to prepare to rip the crap out of them, so I'll be prepared, but I'll hold it until we get the final word.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe
them. Because they were so nice to us last time. We were in the tent. That lady, maybe people don't know what I was alluding to. I interviewed the woman who volunteers. They're all most of them are volunteers. I think they get their expenses paid, but they don't get paid to come and work the event. And she's the one, because I was talking about, if you've ever seen, even at a thing like the PGA Championship, they do those handwritten score cards, like if you play in your club championship, there's always that one they post on the big board by the pro shop where they get the names and then they put the hole by hole score up. Even though there's all sorts of electronic scoreboards and scoring going on, they still do in the media room the handwritten. Well, they did then. I don't know, maybe now they don't anymore, but they did then. And she doesn't have, you know, there's a lot of downtime. She can't put scores up until the scorecards come in, and they don't come in that fast. I mean, they're only coming in like every group comes in like every 10 minutes or so. So she had some downtime. So I said, would you make me one? She said, sure. What do you want to shoot? I said, well, what's the course record? So I think, I forget what the course record was, 64, I guess, or something. So she made me shoot a 63, including a hole in one, which was great. And she wrote on it, new course record with my name, and it's up in my office.
Well, we had a couple people come in, and they thought that it was real.
Yeah, no. I think I had to grab something from your office one day, and I walked in, and I looked up, and then I ran into Nick, and I was like, is that real? Like, hold on.
Yeah.
Because that's insane.
Yeah, I shot 63 at Valhalla. I think it was on the first seven holes, and then I shot the rest of it. But that was great. So they were nice, but I don't remember doing anything from the actual course.
Okay, so then maybe that's all it's saying, that we're not allowed to buy.
Yeah, but
Westwood
we were allowed to
covers.
Walk on the course and observe, because if you wanted to go, you know, we did do that. I mean, I would watch, and then we would go talk about it from the press tent, and I went in and I asked Rory in the press media room, you know, we asked a question there, and it was, you know, you had a really good, it was valuable to give the reports from the courts for what, you know, what the conditions were and stuff like that. So, I mean, it wasn't like we were just using an excuse to go watch the tournament. At least I wasn't. I was on the air. So I don't know, but maybe they're not even letting us on the grounds because they're like, look at these jackasses. They think they're going to get free tickets out of us. You know, I don't know. Could be. We'll have to find out.
But we were actually going to do real work out there, all kidding aside.
What were you going to do exactly?
I was going to tech a remote. I was going to do what Spencer Keatsman did last time, except actually stay by the equipment.
Okay.
No offense. No offense, Spence. Love you. But
no, that's true. I mean, you need an engineer.
Like, yeah, I wanted to go to the actual
event. They give you
event.
Room in the tent, and you did reports from there. And that's what we did. Then you went to the press.
I would go be a gopher and I'd grab people. Or I would interview people my damn self. I've done it before.
Yeah. Well, But you got to do it in the press tent. If they let us do that, that's fine. I don't want to do anything from the course. What do you think we're going to do from the course? And now he's got to putt at 12. I mean, that's not our doing.
Yeah, so maybe that's what they're saying.
No, you're just hoping. We're not setting foot anywhere near the place.
Hi, Phil. What are the coverage plans for the PGA Championships? We were trying to work through booth space and can only credential radio, who is planning on broadcasting on-site at some point during the week. This is from their people.
We were going to broadcast.
Yeah, so no, she's they're working with us. They're working with us. Okay. We're going to figure this out.
Well, you better apply now. You got to apply for the Championship Media Hub access application.
Phil said, "Don't crush anybody."
I'm not yet. I'm reserving the right to crush people, but I'm not going to do it now. And you know what? They would have to understand that because. If what we went through last time, they didn't even let us on the grounds, yeah, I would say that that's a little crappy. We're the leading sports station in the city, and we covered it really diligent last time. We gave them tons of attention, and not that they need it. They're already sold out, I guess. Maybe that's their approach. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see. But I'm reserving the right to rip the crap. You ever see those little small print things on the phone? We reserve the right to, you know. Yeah, so.
If other people got approved, my ego's not that big. I don't care.
Well.
But I'm just going to say, I'm going to play the card. Obviously, the PGA hated Italians.
No way. I just got approved.
Well, I'd be okay with that because your name ends in a vowel. I'd be okay with that.
That's true.
I don't know how the PGA works, I'm fairly certain they didn't turn us down because we're Italian Americans.
No, I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay.
They were so pissed off at Rocco Mediate.
You don't have any tasks to complete, yes.
Who?
Yeah.
Rocco who?
Rocco Mediate.
All right, so there you go.
I was trying to think of another Italian.
I've done all my paperwork now. If they don't let me in, it's not going to be for lack of a paperwork. Do you know we lost a game in the Pro League in Sweden? I thought this was the most – when I was over – this made me as depressed as I just left Division I college coaching here, went and coached in the Pro League in Sweden, which is such a far cry from Division I basketball here. I mean, we played our games basically in one of the local schools' gyms. I mean, that's the truth. It sat maybe, I don't know, 3,000 people. There were some other arenas in the league that were pretty nice. Ours was meh. But we played, and I was all excited. We won our first three games, and we had a guy who was playing for us from Hungary. And we found out that it wasn't my doing. I wasn't the club director at that time. I eventually was, but at that time I wasn't. The club director didn't send the paperwork in for this guy. He missed the deadline by a day.
Oh.
They made us forfeit the first game.
Really?
I was like, you got to be kidding. Is he not eligible to play? No, he's eligible to play. Is there something illegal? No. Is he his passport in order? Yeah, everything's fine. It would happen. It got here about 12 hours after the deadline. Fine us 500 krona, but don't freaking take the win away. Oh, I was mad. I was like, this is so bush league.
That's what's the term? Letter of the law, not spirit of the law.
Yeah, that was messed up. So I wasn't very happy about that. So there you go.
Well, now I'm, because I am the way I am. And like,
you Popeye?
No, I'm, you know, quietly insecure like everybody in sports radio is.
Very often it's more than quietly.
I want to make sure I didn't mess it up for everybody else.
Why, by telling everybody in our family to apply for...
I said Jamie, too. I was like, why not? Like, maybe, you know, you could use it as a networking thing for KFOV. That is the only time I've ever had a family member.
So they were like, what do you think this is? This is like, you know...
So maybe it's Jamie's fault. The prodigal son. Perfect Jamie screwed it up for everybody.
He's got a... Does he have his pills back there? Maybe we could pop a couple into that focus and negate that, because... I mean, you just...
Well, I just want to make sure that I didn't ruin this for everybody.
I think you did, but that's okay.
Well, I'll get blamed for it, because I get blamed for everything.
Oh, see, now we're going to go down that road. Just let it pass. You know what the worst thing happens? What's the worst case scenario? We don't go to the PGA.
Oh, and then I will hate golf forever.
Okay, well, that's...
Anything golf-related.
That's not an overreaction. That's good to see.
Top Golf, not going. I'm going to be one of those people. You know what? I think those lights are blinding me, as a matter of fact.
Well, let's go Top Golf.
Not a big fan.
Talk about misguiding.
Not a big fan.
Misguiding your
ire. Those fish bowls of liquor that they serve there. All the people gallivanting around, drunk, bright lights, loud noises, ruining our neighborhood, I say.
Wow.
You don't even live there.
No, but it doesn't matter. When I
talk
see
about misguided,
evil happens.
They have nothing to do with each other.
What evil happens when good people sit by and let it happen? And you know what? I can't stand by quietly. Putt shack, evil. Putt. Don't get me started.
What about 5-iron? What about your new friends over there, Nulu? Huh?
They're okay.
Them? Oh yeah, they're okay. Okay, right?
They're
yeah.
okay. Yeah. The rest of golf can kick rocks.
Wow. All right. Whew. Well, we went from being all excited about possibly getting another recruit here to go along with the portal guys to just losing your mind over incomplete information. There is a possibility we have the exact same access we had last time. That's a possibility. That's still not out of the realm of possibility.
Doesn't matter.
You told me, Phil, they wrote back, they're working with us. You know, last time we went, there's a tent, a big, gigantic, gargantuan tent that all the media people work out of. And you can file your reports from there. And you know, you can do radio reports, or we did live broadcasts from there. We had some guests come on there. It's a fabulous experience. I got a mock a scorecard made of the course record there. I got to go to the media. We would go to the press conferences, and I asked, got to talk to Rory, who was very gracious there. And so great experience. The only thing that you can't do is you can't broadcast from the course itself, which makes sense because, they have their own radio network. And besides, I don't think I would trust any of it. No disrespect. Sorry, Streep. Could you imagine Striebel broadcasting from the golf course?
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Some poor guy putting on 9. Striebel would be filing a report from 15, and the guy would literally have jumped out of his shoes. He'd be like, hi, from 14. Throw the club up in the air.
Yeah, no, that'd be bad.
Just screaming out Mark Pope. Like, dude, stop. Like, I'm trying to putt over here, man. I hate him. He's a bum. Dude, shut up.
Okay, you know what? Now I'm on the PGA side. I take back all the
media. Well, not yet. Well, we got to wait and see now. If we are completely denied access to the grounds.
I can't win with you.
No, well, you could because you don't ever stay in the middle. By the way, happy birthday to Adam Silver.
Okay.
And he acknowledged that made me feel good again because he had been ignoring me for a while. I was getting a little self-conscious.
Yeah, you were mailing him your toenails. So he probably wasn't. You're getting a little desperate. Hey, Adam, your bushes outside your house sure are prickly. That said,
can I come there and use? I got a grand. Hey, look, Adam, look, I got a new chainsaw with that big that really ugly limb hanging over. I'd be happy to take care of that for you, Bob. That's not my house. I don't care.
Rob Manford comes out. What the hell?
So, happy birthday to him. All right, so we talked about the portal. So wait a minute now. Let's go back.
Blank was denied. So was Chase. And as Ennis says, who the truck denies Mark Blank and Baker? Are we Team Live now?
I was going to say
Team Live. Who said that, Ennis?
Ennis did.
Yeah, let's go cover a Live event. Where's the nearest Live event? Oh my! I don't know. We have to find out for sure, is this different from the last
time? Yeah, that's true. Before we...
Like, who was out there last time? I'm getting hazy. I don't remember. Between then and now, I've had 2 heart attacks, a heart bypass, a hip replacement,
right.
Lots of drugs, lots of... So my head is...
Both prescribed and otherwise. No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
I don't even remember.
No, it was you, Jason. Did Diener broadcast out there?
Mm-hmm.
I remember you and Jason being out there. Because that was my first actual, truly, like now I'm getting sentimental. My first live daily radio I hopped on the board for that like hybrid.
Out there or you were in the studio?
No, in the studio. I hopped on the board for the joint Westwood One zone coverage that we were doing.
Okay.
And I was on the board for that. And I remember it was the first time I was doing daily live radio.
So Jason was there and I was there.
I think so.
I think
Diener was, but I'm not positive.
He's probably listening. He'll probably text you and tell you. So
I don't think Howie Lindsay was. I don't R&R weren't a show yet. I don't think Maven was. No, because if Howie Lindsay was here, Maven wasn't here. Wasn't, yeah. So at that time, we just had...
What about Sweeney? You didn't go out?
Well, Sweeney didn't have his own show. So he was probably out there.
Wait a minute. What, Sweeney and Locke weren't on you?
No. This was 2015. It was you. It was Drew, you, and Jason as our daily lineup. And I think maybe Howie Lindsay. Maybe. I don't even think he was. No, I don't even think he was here.
Might have just been me and Jason. I don't know. Drew doesn't really have a huge interest in golf, so he probably didn't have any great desire to go out there.
I'm not sure.
Is he broadcasting from the backstretch at the Derby?
Yes. He, as always.
Next week.
Yes. Yes. He will. As is tradition, the Diener Show will be coming to you live from the backside of Churchill Downs.
See, that's...
And it is going to be lit.
His element. That's where he's in his
element. Yeah, that's... Not, he's... He kills it. Speaking of element, I want to give a shout out. Let me see.
Boron. Oh, sorry.
No, wait, wait, wait.
24/7.
You didn't even get my joke.
Boron. Elements. That was good. That was funny. I'm sorry I missed it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I missed it.
While this whole PGA debate just went on, 24/7 has put the crystal ball prediction for Jaden Quaytance to go to Louisville. I think it's kind of...
24/7 has been pretty reliable.
Yeah, so...
That's tasty.
Hey, that's going to be a fun... if that gets announced during Strieble's show, I will be tuning in right away just to hear grown man tears. And yeah, that'll be very fun.
He was their top ranked guy
for them.
Him and Boogie Fland, yeah. But I think he was ranked higher than Boogie Fland, I think.
I said 7th. I think it said 9th.
Okay.
And then, but if you go on to this
what
website,
a day they're having. Because they've got the 24/7 has Treor locked in now also.
And then Hepburn's like 100% one.
He is?
Or no, like,
he's visiting
on 24/7. That was like
24/7 has Hepburn as a 100%.
Yeah.
Oh wow, nice.
That
it was like
would be
from the day he entered the portal, which I remember I got
now
off
I gotta
of work.
Go check my notebook again and see what kind of game he had when I had them.
Yeah.
But I remember being impressed. I do remember.
We are turning the page. Here.
Well, we talked about it on Middays with Marcus Maven. He was
on your real show, yeah.
No, Marcus was saying that.
But you had internet and electricity and stuff.
and we weren't getting denied.
Yeah, I think it was Nick.
What was that beep? Did you hear that?
Probably me hitting my
phone. Did you guys hear a beep? Or am I losing my mind?
I think you're losing your mind.
I swear.
Take the tinfoil hat off. And then, you know.
No, I swear I just heard a beep. That was weird.
Yeah. No, it's those little people talking. The little man who lives inside your pants is sending out messages.
Hey. There's nothing little about him.
Unbelievable.
I thought you were going to say a name for him. Like, hey, Pablo has nothing to do with this.
This is exactly, to be quite honest, what people anticipated would go on with when Kenny got here. And none of this went on.
It's only been like a month of Pat Kelsey. This is awesome.
Well, the guy's burning the candle at both ends and in the middle.
Hey, Tanner, we'll hold down the fort. Can you go check and see if you can get Ennis connected?
Yeah.
Because we
where
might
is
be.
He?
I'm not sure where the broadcast.
We're coming
from
towards
today.
An end here, so
yeah. No, anyway. You want to get out now, or I don't know. All right, we'll get out.
Damn, the ESPN orchestra chimes right in, says get the hell out of here. Thanks, boys. That's fine. So a very eventful day here on the V Show on ESPN 680 105.7. Can you imagine the kind of show we could do if we had electricity?
Still talk about food.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.